Just a few days ago, the Czech Republic's Cirque Putica performed for the 65th time its acclaimed La Putica, a show which combines the setting of a Czech pub with dance, music, acrobatics and puppetry. In short, elements typical of new circus. Authored by performer Roskia Novák, La Putica, which is slang for pub or run-down dive, was featured in a slimmed-down version this year at the Czech Expo in Shanghai, and this weekend will premiere for the first time in English in the Czech capital. Ahead of the performance, I discussed La Putica with creator Roskia Novák, asking first about his influences.
I come from a family of puppeteers going back 8 generations, so that's one thing. My father was also an actor at the Ypsilon Studio, and our extended family still runs a traditional circus, so I was exposed to all kinds of influences from an early age. Later, when I studied at DAMU, our professor, Josef Krofta, exposed us to different styles and genres and new circus. I fell in love with how ensemblers worked with movement and was fascinated with how new circus used theatrical elements and story. Productions had an overarching idea and theme.
The central themes in La Putica, which you heard a bit of there, are alcohol and the dreams of characters visiting a traditional Czech pub, a little run-down joint where regulars stare into their beer, pub floozies flirt with young upstarts, and so on. Not surprisingly, the central character who holds it all together is the hospodské, or barkeeper, who imagines and presents much of what the audience sees. Roskia Novák again.
A lot of it is in the barkeeper's head, and the opening is slow. Czech pubs are often quite full of people talking, but there can also be lonely souls sitting quietly over their beer, thinking about their lives, in their own heads. People think about what they've done well, what they've done wrong, and fantasy plays an important part, for the barkeeper as well.
The show opens with a last call for alcohol, but of course, soon enough, things take off. Soon, the stage explodes with activity going from a slow build-up to an eventual cascade of acrobatics, dance numbers, and trampoline jumps. Two central comic figures are fattish, bearded old pensioners, who would easily fit in a Beckett play, nodding in alcoholic slumbers before they come to life. Their beer guts hanging out, they soon put on dazzling and highly comic feats of strength, bumping into each other, falling over backwards, and hoisting each other up at impossible angles into the air, as they are watched or joined by the pub's other denizens. La Putica's Roskia Novák again.
Petr Horníček a Jirka Weissmann. To jsou jeden je modní návrhář.
The two are Petr Horníček and Jirka Weissmann. One is a fashion designer and the other is a dancer turned actor, and one of the original members of the troupe. These guys put in an amazing amount of work in learning everything they do. It isn't at all easy when you consider they are stuffed into foam rubber suits. It's very hot, and even if you use tape and take every precaution, it's impossible not to sweat, making some of the moves more dangerous as you can slip. Like everyone in La Putica, they really work hard, and what is cool about this production is that we never set out to make a hit. We just wanted to introduce new circus onto the Czech scene.
Na bázi prostě novýho cirkusu fungovat.
During one performance at the recent Letní Letná Festival, which takes place every summer at Letná Plain, the duo even put on a mock striptease and breakdance to Snap's I've Got the Power after the show had ended. pulling off their foam bellies to the waist. They revealed ripped upper bodies, causing some of the women in the audience to whistle. Ruskin Novak says that was the first time they added such an encore, but says it's nothing out of the ordinary. When it comes to La Putica, each performance is a little different. By contrast, one of the things that is constant, tying it all together as is typical for new circus, is the music, performed live by the trio Tros Discotecos.
They are all really talented guys, and the advantage is that they are all also professional actors. As a band, they are really tight and they keep the tempo during the show. The music is 90% original, and it's live, something which belongs in any real circus. Live music really lifts the audience out of their seats.
La Putica is highly recommended if you can manage to get tickets, as these routinely sell out long in advance. You can see the show either at the La Fabrique Theatre in Prague 7 or on different tour dates in various Czech and Moravian towns. The English language version will tour outside of the country. It has thrilled both critics and regular audiences with its variety set to cigarette smoke and an alcohol-induced haze. But there is a sharper message, too, pertaining to the dangers of alcohol, and it's a very personal one at that. One of the central songs uses verses written by Ruskinovac's father at a time when he was being treated for alcoholism. Ruskinovac once more.
It was written by my dad and is authentic about his demon, alcohol. Even viewers who don't know the story, who enjoy the song, understand there is a darker message. There's the line, when the fifth summer of boozing had ended, I'd given up the ghost and evaporated. Everything moves so quickly today, and sometimes 5 years to reach this point is all it takes.
Vypařil jsem si velký třes za to. A ten třes, to je děs, deprese se chlapou nese duší do spánku.
A bit of that song there from La Putica, a performance you really do want to see. It is highly recommended. And you can find out more information about the show at laputica.cz.